At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we have a major update on a story I've reported on. The Southern Baptist Convention has caved to pressure. They have unfired Brent Leatherwood from the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. This is a major news update and a major embarrassment for SBC leadership as well. And also, pretty bad news. This is not good news for Southern Baptists. They just had their biggest W in slightly over a year, and now it was just undone in a matter of 12 hours. So the Southern Baptist Convention fired Brent Leatherwood. He has done a terrible job. He has led the Southern Baptist Convention in a liberal direction. He is most famous for shutting down a pro-life bill in Louisiana and defending the Nashville Tranifesto from being seen via copyright, and he won on that issue because of a DEI judge. So Brent Leatherwood's not a good guy. He is lobbied for gun control, amnesty, Israel aid, Ukraine aid, and every other liberal cause within the Overton window of the Southern Baptist Convention. And he's virtually nowhere to be found on issues of concern like religious liberty or the transgenderism issue, which he's actually hurt us on because of the defending of the Nashville Tranifesto. So Brent Leatherwood, he's done a terrible job. He deserves to be fired from the ERLC. And for a moment, that's what we thought had happened. But unfortunately, it was not to last. So I'm pulling the last video that I did because this video is now up to date. And we're going to get into the story. But first, I want to let you know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. That's our Patreon-like system. It gives you bonus access to bonus content. I might have some bonus content on this story as well coming up. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, if you are new. So I got this article out this morning. And again, I wake up to some bad news because the story was right and correct, and it was a W when I published it last night or wrote it last night. I wake up this morning and bad news bears. So the Southern Baptist Convention yesterday terminated Brent Leatherwood, but the termination did not last long. They had a lot of pressure come from the outside to shame them for this decision. It was led by Russell Moore and his allies in the liberal media. The Religion News Service posted an unfavorable article about the SBC doing this action. And now we have Kevin Smith here to fall on his sword. He tweeted out and then deleted, "The trustees of the ERLC steward the entity on behalf of Southern Baptists. In leading them, I made a consequential procedural mistake. The executive committee and other trustees are Christ-honoring volunteers who give so much. The mistake was mine. I apologize." So Kevin Smith, the first black leader of this trustee board, which is relevant because the SBC is woke, has fallen on his sword after Russell Moore called the action stupid and evil. So maybe possible racism sighting. But was this really a procedural mistake? Good question. So this is the statement that the ERLC put out. It says, "As members of the ERLC Executive Committee, we formally retract the press release which was sent yesterday. There was not an authorized meeting, vote, or action taken by the Executive Committee. Kevin Smith has resigned as chair of the Executive Committee. Brent Leatherwood remains the president of the ERLC and has our support moving forward." So another instance of the SBC cowarding under pressure. And I have some birdies, and they basically told me that the regular trustees were caught off guard by this decision. They were caught off guard by this decision. And then Megan Basham further tweeted out that She spoke to sources within the ERLC this morning who tell her that media blowback from CNN, the New York Times, and other secular left media orchestrated by Russell Moore was indeed what caused the ERLC to retract its dismissal of Brent Leatherwood. So this is a disappointing story for Southern Baptist, moreover a public embarrassment for the ERLC. But let's talk about some procedural things, because they're calling this a procedural error. First of all, Kevin Smith would not have raised this issue alone if he did not have a consensus on this issue. If you served on these types of, on any type of board, on any type of, you know, Robert's Rules of Order type of organization, you wouldn't just raise something that was so immediately unpopular, especially if you're on the inner circle of that organization, like an executive committee. Now, again, I have some experience with this, actually. And the executive committee would have special rules on when they can meet. They could probably call a meeting. I don't know their bylaws, but they could probably call a meeting and just have a quorum based on the majority of their members showing up to said meeting. So that's probably what happened. And Kevin Smith or someone else raised the issue and they voted on it. I don't know how on earth that this vote was allowed to take place despite if it was against their bylaws. I think these people are lying to save face because the Southern Baptist Convention is afraid of leftists, or liberals, I should say. They're afraid of liberals. And another note is that Kevin Smith is not remotely right-wing and is arguably to the left of Brent Leatherwood. So this was not necessarily over a political matter, but it certainly was timed to coincide with Brent Leatherwood's praise of Joe Biden. So that is our story for today. Disappointing news for Southern Baptists. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but do not be discouraged. God is going to, you know, he's going to judge the Southern Baptist Convention. Anyway, stay based, Christ is King, and we will catch you on the next one.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.